here's an email in about a cool delivery from, I think it's Richard. Richard out in Victoria sends us this one. And it's about, I think, a buddy of his named John Palmer, guy he knows. And these guys, they're originally from Windsor, Ontario. And they love, I guess the pizza there is unmatched. I don't know. They've been away from Ontario for a while, and they wanted a little taste of home. So they ended up ordering up some pizza and having it delivered from Windsor, Ontario to Victoria. The pizzeria is called Antonio's, and the pizzeria Antonio's half-baked 5 of their largest pies, cut them to fit into shipping boxes, wrapped them, froze them, and sent them to Victoria via UPS. The pizzas cost $264. The shipping was $350. And John, the guy mentioned in the story, Mr. Palmer, says it was worth every penny. My coworker Nigel and I will split them, and we're not inviting any relatives over. They started working together, and they started talking about, I used to live back in the Windsor area too. Did you ever eat these? They start talking about the pizza, and they said they talked about it and talked about it. And finally they said, let's just do it. Let's just order the pizza. And so $500-something later, they got like 5 pizzas delivered.
So after shipping and the cost of pizza, it comes down to $100 a pizza?
It was, it doesn't say how many pizzas they actually, 5 of the large pies. So, yeah, they're into about $600.
So let's say $100 a pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. But he says it was well worth it. And they said that
I could get 5 cowboys at the Murph for that.
They said COVID-19 might be a big factor for people that want a little taste of home. Maybe they can't, the travel thing, they couldn't get home over the last couple of years or things. And so there's a company called Goldbelly, and it works with small food vendors to send products to far-off mouths. And they said company sales are up 200% since the pandemic took hold. Classic comfort foods like New York bagels, Chicago pizza, Philly cheesesteaks, or Texas barbecue are some of the most shipped items from coast to coast. You know, if you're from a certain region and you love a certain something about that food, people are paying big money to have it sent to them.
Well, we're having listeners, our British Columbia listeners, come down here and bring us their potato chips, which we can't get here. And I would think that if I lived in BC and I've been eating the all-dressed chips and the ketchup chips my whole life, and then all of a sudden I moved to Miami where you can't get that, I think if I'm living there long term, I probably am going to have some of those things shipped in. I'll have that stuff delivered to me.
Yeah, it even goes into the story out of, I think it's the Victoria Times or something. They talk about there's a place up on Campbell River, a floatplane company called Coral Air, and they have been known to run, some of these wilderness marinas and stuff like that. The guys were like, hey, we need a bucket of KFC, or we need some A&W burgers, or we need, some Big Macs or something. And these pilots will fly out to these remote fishing lodges and bring like huge lunches and stuff out to them. And, just even locally, in addition to the people that are getting stuff shipped across the country.
For years, when I flew back from Milwaukee, I would bring the bratwurst sauce and the hot dog sauce that they have at County Stadium in Milwaukee, where the Brewers played. That's that sauce that Bob Costa swears by it, and it's won awards as the best sauce.
It's a barbecue sauce.
It's a barbecue sauce that you put on your hot dogs and your brats and things that I use, and you can get it at stores out there. It's just called Stadium Sauce, I believe. That's all they call it. But it's in all their gift shops there, and then it's in stores out there. I brought it back. I brought it back to my place once, and then my ex-father-in-law, he was there, and he loved it. He said, you got to get... So every time I would come back here to Washington, I would bring bottles of this stuff back, and I'd give him a cut, and I'd have some. And I can see paying a premium for it. The taste of home, but to the tune of $100 a pizza? Woo. Yeah, you're not letting just anybody in on that pie.
That's what he said. He said, I might invite my sister over to have a piece because she knows what it's like, but her kids have never tasted it, so they get none.
Kids who don't appreciate it, get hands off of that.
Brad and John.
KISM.